I know you've given tours at the 9/11 Tribute Center.
When I started volunteering at the 9/11 Tribute Center, it was founded by a retired New York City firefighter named Lee Ielpe. His son was a firefighter, and he and a group of other retired firefighters, they went down to work on the site to find their sons. But Lee always said he was lucky because he found his son's body, and there were very few whole bodies found. But he was so upset by what was going on because in this country, you know, you got a lot of strange people have conspiracy theories and stuff. And he got very upset about the way people were talking about things. You know, and they'd be see people hanging around, you know, when he was by the site and everything, saying things that he didn't think was realistic on what happened. And he wanted the story to be told by people who were there. So he started this 9/11 Families Association, and they rented it's 10 houses. It's one of the New York City fire stations. It was right across from the World Trade Center, and they built the Tribute Center. And then he got the idea of having people come in and give tours to people who wanted to talk about it. And he got a group of volunteers. You had to have some relationship to 9/11. And that's how I got involved with this. When I started doing this, I didn't want people to ever forget what happened there. But sadly, something like that might happen again. People have to know why it happened. And we don't know why it happened, although we probably do know why. You know, U.S. policies and things probably affected these people. But we have to understand that and hope that it doesn't happen again.
What do you see as the impact of 9/11?
So what I got out of 9/11 was this big split. When I give these tours sometimes down at the Tribute Center, we get two main groups of people. We're getting Europeans. And then you get people from outside of New York. You don't get many New Yorkers because it's too close to them. But you get a lot of Americans from the Midwest. And they're the ones who will say things like, when there was that controversy about building a mosque near there, oh, is that mosque going to be right here? Isn't that terrible? But I did notice that a lot of Americans had that very negative attitude, and it made them much more prejudiced, really tainted the way people look at things. Whereas the Europeans, a lot of them, I guess because their countries have all experienced forms of terror, they were just very sad for what happened and really felt bad for the people that died, and a lot of respect was shown. But they never showed that other side, that these people are all guilty of something just because of who they are. Sadly, a lot of the country got very prejudiced, particularly against Muslim Americans and people like that, which I think is really wrong. People will say to me, you know, don't you hate these people? And I say, well, I hate the people that did it, and I hate anyone who would do that. But, you know, in general, why would I don't know these people. I can't hate them. Could have been anyone could have done this, you know. So I try to keep an open mind towards it. Yeah, do I get mad? Of course I get mad about it. Am I sad about it? Very sad about it at times. But I don't want to blame anyone that wasn't there. You kind of think you should do that. That's wrong. That makes us as guilty as the people who did it. And when I talk to school groups, so I always point something out to them. Yes, they did attack, and then you can't deny that who it was. But I point out, I say, I'm an Italian-American. The second most serious bombing in Manhattan was an Italian-American blowing up J.P. Morgan in the 1900s. And I said, those of you who might be Hispanic, Francis Tavern, Puerto Rican-Americans did that. And I said, there are countless stories, so you cannot point out to one group. This was not all people, it's just a very, very small number of people, extremists. You know, and I say extremism in any form is not good. It's bad. We have to be open to ideas and treat everybody with respect.